I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. If you're looking for a good, native, evergreen shrub that's an alternative or complement to your rhododendrons, don't forget the state flower, the mountain laurel. Growing up in Waterbury, I remember spending hours in the mountain laurel groves in my grandfather's woods, playing with friends and cousins. The gnarly branches created great spaces for crawling into the center of the grove and finding a secret hiding place. If you think mountain laurel or Kalmia latifolia are just plain evergreen shrubs, check out some of the newer varieties. While wild species have fragrant May and June blooming pale pink to white flowers, newer varieties are more colorful. Firecracker features bright red flower buds that open to pink. It has disease-resistant dark green foliage and stands 5 to 7 feet tall. Keepsake has raspberry red flower buds that open to a purplish burgundy color with bluish green leaves. Elf and Tinkerbell are dwarf varieties growing 3 to 5 feet tall and wide with little leaves, pink buds, and white flowers. Mountain laurel is hardy to zone 5 and grows best in part shade on slightly acidic soils. You often see them growing along roadsides or under power lines. They're a good understory shrub in open, well-drained, but moist, deciduous forests of oak and maple. Most mountain laurels grow 5 to 10 feet tall. They're slow growers, and the broadleaf evergreen leaves provide interest year-round. My mother would often cut some branches in winter for flower arrangements. Grow them in groups with rhododendron, azalea, pieris, and other broadleaf evergreens. Just remember, though, all parts of mountain laurel shrubs are toxic when eaten. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about Irish moss. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.